Cropland by Winfield utilizes the answer plot system in order to educate growers about their varieties, but also the various agronomic practices that can help them succeed. Jason Staskel with Cropland with us again today as we talk about the answer plot plans for Oklahoma for the fall of 2014.
The kind of the trademark of Cropland has been your answer plot system, and you do that for a lot of different crops, including canola here in the Southern Great Plains. Tell me about the plans for this fall.
So the plans for this fall for answer plots, we will have right now it looks like four different plots. Exact locations have not been determined. We do have one site already picked out. Look like we're 100% going it at Pond Creek. The other three we'll have working our way to down south, all the way down to the Texas state line with the other three sites. We're looking somewhere probably right now, we're guessing in the Hennessy area, somewhere out around the Clinton-Bessie area, and the other site to be determined down along the state line, Texas-Oklahoma state line down south somewhere. So they will be roughly, exact layout hadn't been determined yet, somewhere in the 4 to 5 acre range, about 50% wheat, 50% canola. So we're looking at a lot of different things in those plots outside of just canola. Looking at various different things as far as response to nitrogen by variety, response to population, response to seed treatments, response to plant growth regulator, response to population. So there's a lot of different things going to go into that. We'll get a lot of different data points off these fields, so we can get, you know, close to 1,000 different data points on every plot we have out there. So pretty involved, pretty intense. But hopefully this year is going to be a good year for it and get some good data from it.
And the hope is really to give that producer in that area to be able to go not just one time but several times over the course of the growing season to see how these various management's practices and styles affect those particular crops, right?
Absolutely. That's those plots are open 24 hours a day, every day for they're out there, for 9 months they're out there. So we will have various times during the year. We'll have kind of a formal settings out there. Also, we do a lot of what we call VIP tours. We'll take growers out there on a one-on-one type basis going through at any point in time. So one thing to also think about, too, with these is we have a designated area that's designated towards research. That's a replicated portion of the field. We try to stay out of those as far as plant destructions go, but we also have we'll have a demonstration area too, where we can go out there, shovels, knives, whatever we want to do, and dig as many plants as we want to possibly do, and we're not going to affect our data coming off those areas.
Jason Staskel with Cropland talking about their answer plot plans for the fall here in Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.